What is an IPO? Meaning, types, eligibility, and how to apply. An initial public offering, IPO, is the process through which a private company goes public by offering its shares to the public for the first time. This allows companies to raise capital from investors in exchange for ownership stakes. For individuals, IPOs are a chance to invest in potentially growing businesses from the beginning of their public journey. IPO meaning and definition. In simple terms, an IPO is a process through which a private company offers its shares to the public for the first time, raising capital and increasing its visibility in the market. Before an IPO, a company is privately held by a small group of founders, investors, or employees. Once a company goes public, its shares are listed on a stock exchange, such as the National Stock Exchange, NSE, or Bombay Stock Exchange, BSE, in India, making them available for trading by the public. How does a company offer an IPO? A company's journey to the public market is a complex process. Before a company can offer its shares to the public, it must navigate several key steps. Here is a breakdown of the IPO process. 1. Planning and regulatory approval. The company starts by developing a comprehensive business plan that outlines its goals for going public, the intended use of funds, and market positioning. During this stage, the company selects underwriters, usually investment banks, who will help guide the IPO process. Together, they prepare the necessary documentation, including the Red Herring Prospectus, RHP, and submit it to the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, for approval. This step ensures that the company meets all regulatory requirements and provides investors with the information they need. 2. Pricing and marketing. Once SEBI approves the IPO, the company and its underwriters determine the IPO price band and lot size based on market research and demand forecasts. They launch a marketing campaign, often referred to as a roadshow, where they present the investment opportunity to potential investors, highlighting the company's strengths and growth prospects. 3. Book building process. During the IPO bidding period, investors place their bids within the price band. This book building process helps gauge demand for the shares. The underwriters collect the bids and assess interest from different investor categories, including retail, institutional, and high net worth individuals. 4. Finalizing the price and allotment. After the bidding period closes, the company and underwriters finalize the issue price based on the demand generated. They then allocate shares to investors according to the established allotment criteria. In cases of oversubscription, shares are allocated on a proportional or lottery basis. 5. Listing on stock exchanges. Once shares are allocated, the company completes the listing process on stock exchanges like the NSE or BSE. On the listing day, shares become available for trading in the open market, marking the company's transition to a publicly traded entity. This structured approach ensures that the IPO process runs smoothly, allowing the company to raise capital and expand its operations while providing investors with a valuable investment opportunity. Why does a company offer an IPO? Companies offer IPOs primarily to raise capital, which can be used to fund growth initiatives, pay off debts, invest in technology, or create a reserve for future needs. IPOs also provide liquidity to early investors, founders, and employees, allowing them to realize the value of their holdings. Additionally, going public can enhance a company's reputation, transparency, and access to capital markets, ultimately benefiting all shareholders. Types of IPOs. When a company decides to go public, it can choose from various IPO structures, each with its own set of rules and benefits. These structures influence factors like pricing, allocation, and investor participation. Let's explore the main types of IPOs. Fixed price IPO. In a fixed price IPO, the company sets a predetermined price for its shares. This offers investors certainty about the price they'll pay, but it also means they may miss out on potential upside if the market price rises significantly after listing. Book building IPO. In a book building IPO, the company sets a price range rather than a fixed price. Investors place bids within this range, indicating the quantity and price they're willing to pay. The final issue price is then determined based on demand, often at the upper end if demand is high. This approach allows for more price flexibility but can introduce uncertainty for investors. Hybrid IPO. In a hybrid IPO, the company combines elements of both fixed price and book building methods. A portion of shares is offered at a fixed price, while the remaining shares are priced based on demand within a specified range. This approach offers a balance between price certainty and flexibility, but it can also introduce complexities in the allocation process. Should you invest in an IPO? Investing in an IPO can offer the potential for significant returns, especially if the company performs well post-listing. However, IPO investments are also subject to risks, including price volatility. To mitigate risk, it's crucial to conduct thorough research on the company's fundamentals, future plans, and market position. Additionally, diversifying your investment portfolio can help manage risk and improve overall returns. IPO advantages and disadvantages. An IPO can be a transformative event for a company, unlocking new opportunities and challenges. To maximize the benefits and minimize the risks, careful planning and execution are essential. Let's explore the key advantages and disadvantages of going public. Advantages of an IPO. Raises capital. By going public, a company gains access to a large pool of funds that can be used to fuel expansion, invest in new projects, or reduce debt. This infusion of capital can significantly accelerate a company's growth trajectory. Boosts brand recognition. An IPO gives a company greater visibility and credibility in the market, which can help attract customers, partners, and top talent. This increased brand awareness can enhance a company's reputation and market position. Allows ownership diversification. An IPO provides an opportunity for early investors, founders, and employees to sell some shares, diversifying their wealth. This liquidity can be beneficial for these individuals, providing them with financial flexibility. Provides acquisition opportunities. Public companies often have an easier time acquiring other companies, as they can use their own stock as a form of currency for transactions. This strategic advantage can help companies expand their market share and strengthen their competitive position. Increases transparency. With the shift to a public company, transparency improves as it meets regulatory requirements. This transparency can enhance investor trust and market position, leading to lower cost of capital and increased investor confidence. While these advantages can drive growth and expansion, IPOs also bring significant responsibilities and potential hurdles. Disadvantages of an IPO. High costs. Launching an IPO is costly, requiring significant legal, accounting, and underwriting expenses that can run into millions. These upfront costs can be a significant burden, especially for smaller companies. Regulatory burden. Public companies must meet strict regulatory requirements, which require ongoing reporting, compliance, and auditing. These regulatory obligations can be time-consuming and costly, diverting management attention from core business operations. Market pressures. Public companies face pressure to meet quarterly earnings targets, which can lead to a short-term focus, potentially sacrificing long-term strategies. Balancing short-term and long-term goals is crucial for sustainable growth and value creation. Loss of control. Founders and early investors may lose a degree of control as new shareholders gain influence, particularly if they acquire significant voting rights. This dilution of control can impact the company's strategic direction and decision-making processes. Increased scrutiny. A public company is subject to public and media scrutiny, which can impact its reputation and create challenges in handling crises or sensitive decisions. Negative publicity can damage the company's brand and erode shareholder value. While an IPO can be a powerful tool for raising capital and expanding market presence, companies must be prepared to handle the additional scrutiny, costs, and complexities that come with being publicly traded. Things you should know before investing in IPO. Investing in an IPO can be an exciting opportunity to participate in a company's growth story from its early stages. However, IPO investments also carry unique risks, including price volatility and uncertainty. To mitigate these risks, it's essential to conduct thorough research and consider the following factors. Understand the company's business model, research the company's industry, products, and services. Make sure you understand how the company generates revenue and whether its business model is sustainable. Check financial health and growth potential. Examine the company's financial statements, growth rate, and profitability. Look for indicators of financial stability and the company's ability to compete effectively in the market. Assess the IPO pricing. IPOs are often priced based on market demand and underwriters' valuations. Evaluate whether the price offered is fair compared to similar companies and consider if it leaves room for future growth. Review the risks mentioned in the prospectus. The company's IPO prospectus provides insights into potential risks, business challenges, and industry dynamics. Review this document carefully to identify any red flags. Consider lockup periods for insiders. Many IPOs have a lockup period during which insiders are restricted from selling shares. When this period ends, insider selling can impact the stock price. Understand market conditions. Market sentiment can influence IPO performance. Consider the overall market environment and economic conditions, as IPOs may perform better in bullish markets. Evaluate your investment goals and risk tolerance. IPOs can be volatile, and prices may fluctuate widely in the short term. Make sure this investment aligns with your financial goals and risk tolerance. By considering these factors and diversifying your investment portfolio, you can make more informed decisions and manage risk effectively. How to apply for an IPO in India? Applying for an IPO in India is a relatively straightforward process, but it's essential to have the right accounts and follow the necessary steps. Here's a simple guide to help you get started. Open a DMAT and trading account. To apply for an IPO, you need a DMAT account and a trading account with a registered brokerage firm like FindDoc. These accounts are essential for holding and trading shares electronically. Ensure you have a UPI ID for payment. Many brokers use the Unified Payments Interface, UPI, for processing IPO payments. Make sure your bank supports UPI IPO mandates. Log into your broker's IPO portal or mobile app. Most brokers offer online IPO application services. Log into your brokerage account and navigate to the IPO section to view available IPOs. Select the IPO you want to apply for, choose the IPO you are interested in and carefully review the company's prospectus, which provides detailed information about the company, its financials, and the IPO process. Enter your bid and quantity, based on the price band and lot size, enter the number of shares and your bid price. You can choose the cutoff price, for retail investors, to maximize your chances of IPO allocation. Submit the application and confirm payment via UPI. After filling in the details, submit the application and confirm the payment through your UPI app. Wait for allotment status. Once the IPO closes, check the allotment status on the IPO registrar's website to see if you've been allocated shares. The IPO registrar is a designated intermediary responsible for processing IPO applications, allocating shares, and managing the entire allotment process. If allotted, the shares will be credited to your DMAT account. If not, the blocked funds will be released back to your bank account. Following these steps and carefully reviewing the prospectus will help you participate smoothly in an IPO and make informed investment decisions. Terms associated with an IPO. Understanding key terms related to an IPO can help you make informed decisions when considering an investment. Here are some essential terms associated with IPOs. Issuing company. This is the company that's going public by offering its shares to the public for the first time. It's also known as the issuer. Underwriter. An underwriter is usually an investment bank or financial institution that helps the issuing company set the IPO price, markets the shares to investors, and ensures a smooth process for launching the IPO. Red Herring Prospectus, RHP. This is a preliminary document filed by the issuing company with SEBI, Securities and Exchange Board of India. It contains details about the company, its financials, and risks involved, helping investors understand the offering before making a decision. Price Band. The price band is the range within which investors can place bids for shares. The final price is determined within this range, depending on demand. Lot size. Lot size refers to the minimum number of shares an investor must bid for when applying for an IPO. Investors cannot buy less than the specified lot size. Book building process. In a book building IPO, investors place bids for shares within a specified price range. The underwriter collects these bids and determines the final issue price based on demand. If demand is high, the price may be set at the upper end of the range. Cut-off price. For retail investors, the cut-off price option allows them to apply without specifying a particular price within the price band. If they choose the cut-off price, they agree to pay the final price decided during book building. Allotment. Allotment is the process of allocating shares to investors once the IPO bidding period ends. Shares are distributed based on demand and the type of investor, retail, institutional, or high net worth individual. Oversubscription. Oversubscription occurs when the demand for an IPO exceeds the number of shares offered. In this case, shares may be allocated on a pro rata basis or through a lottery system. Listing. Once the shares are allotted, they are listed on a stock exchange, such as the NSE or BSE, where investors can buy and sell them in the open market. Understanding these terms will give you a solid foundation in IPO investing, enabling you to navigate the process and make confident investment choices. Eligibility criteria to invest in an IPO. To invest in an IPO in India, you need to meet a few basic eligibility criteria. Here's what you need to know. Have a DMAT and trading account. You must have an active DMAT and trading account with a registered brokerage firm. These accounts are essential for holding and trading shares electronically. If you don't have one, you can open a free DMAT account with FindDoc. Be 18 years or older. Investors must be at least 18 years old to invest in an IPO. Have a valid PAN card, a permanent account number. PAN card is mandatory for investing in an IPO in India. Have a bank account with UPI for retail investors. For retail investors, a bank account with UPI, Unified Payments Interface, access is essential for blocking funds for IPO applications. Meet financial requirements as set by the IPO. Some IPOs may have specific financial eligibility criteria, such as a minimum income or net worth, especially for high net worth investor, HNI, categories. It's important to check the specific eligibility criteria for each IPO you're interested in. Be resident or non-resident Indians. NRIs. Resident Indians and NRIs are both eligible to invest in Indian IPOs, but NRIs must use NRO, non-resident ordinary, or NRE, non-resident external, accounts for their investments. By meeting these criteria and understanding the specific eligibility requirements for each IPO, you'll be ready to participate in the IPO process and potentially benefit from investing in promising companies. FAQs. 1. What is the minimum investment in an IPO? The minimum investment in an IPO is typically one lot of shares. A lot size refers to the minimum number of shares that can be purchased in an IPO. The lot size varies from one IPO to another and is determined by the issuing company. 2. Can a retail investor get an allotment guarantee? No, allotment in an IPO is not guaranteed. If an IPO is oversubscribed, meaning the demand for shares exceeds the number of shares on offer, shares are allocated to investors through a lottery system. 3. How can I sell my IPO shares after listing? Once your IPO shares are listed on a stock exchange, you can sell them through your trading account. To sell your shares, you'll need to place a sell order with your broker, specifying the number of shares and the price at which you want to sell them. 4. Is IPO investing profitable? IPO investments can be profitable but also come with risks. It's important to research before investing. Investing in IPOs can be a way to join a company's growth journey from its first step into the public market. By understanding the risks, advantages, and process, you can make informed decisions in your IPO investments.